1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1. Oh.
Did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Ross Memorial Park at Washington and Jefferson College, home of the Washington and Jefferson Presidents. But today's site for the 2026 WPIL-UPMC Sports Medicine Class 3A Championships presented by the Pittsburgh Pirates. Our matchup, the number one seeded Avonworth Antelopes, taking on the number 9 seed Cougars of Charleroi. I'm Rusty Pettit, alongside Ethan Spazarski and our producer today, Mr. Eric Bennett. And we are proud to welcome you to the WJPA Sports Network, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. Washington Jefferson College, W&J, and Washington moving forward together. Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Log on, visitgreen.org. CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. Washington Green County Chapter, the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. And Valley View Farm, a premier wedding event venue. Visit valleyviewfarm.com. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, welcome to Ross Memorial Park. And welcome to the Visit Green County pregame show. And today's matchup, as I said, the number one seeded Avonworth Antelopes taking on the number 9 seed Charleroi Cougars. And going to be a tough matchup for Charleroi today. They've had a really, really solid season, yes. Ethan. But Avonworth, we got to see them last week when they knocked off Waynesburg in the opening round 6-0. Pretty solid team, both pitching and defensively, and then they bring the bats as well.
Yeah, this is going to be a little bit of a different situation. Yesterday, with a lot of the Class 1A games we were talking about and covering, that there was a lot of upsets in Classification 1A, a lot of different seedings going in different ways, not traditionally where you see like you will in this class, because Class 3, it's a little bit different. Not as much upsets, not as many upsets. Avonworth has definitely earned themselves that number one seeded spot. They are definitely the biggest team to look forward to here in Class 3A. And today it's going to be another contest against Charleroi, a team that hasn't had as much success as Avonworth did in the regular season. However, if anything's shown, playoffs, anyone can beat anybody at any time, at any given point.
Both these teams won last week. They played a week ago Tuesday night. Avonworth knocked off Waynesburg 6-0, as we mentioned. And Charleroi was the victor 4-2 over Mount Pleasant. We're going to have that and more as we get you ready for first pitch, which is scheduled for 4 p.m. here at Ross Memorial Park. And we'll be back on the Visit Green pregame show.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advanced from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
The cost of living is crushing Pennsylvania families. Property taxes are too high, electric bills keep climbing, and it's hard to make ends meet and plan for the future. I'm Senator Camera Bartolotta. I'm working hard to lower taxes so you keep more of what you earn. I'm working to make Pennsylvania more business-friendly to attract investment and grow our economy. I'm committed to lowering your energy costs by protecting reliable, affordable power. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep fighting for a more affordable Pennsylvania. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
Welcome back to Ross Memorial Park and the Visit Green pregame show on the WJPA Sports Network. Rusty Pett alongside Ethan Spazarski. He's also running camera for us today. And then we've got Mr. Eric Bennett running the show behind the board. And today's matchup, the one seed Avonworth versus number 9 Charleroi. The bottom side of that bracket is also playing today. That is a 6 p.m. start between the number 4 seeded Freeport taking on the 5 seed South Park. Freeport defeated Quaker Valley 5-2 last Tuesday in their matchup, and South Park defeated Keystone Oaks by a score of 3-0 in their matchup. And the other side of the bracket, if you're looking at it, it's the right side of the bracket. You got Seton LaSalle got knocked off, the 2 seed. They were the winner of Charleroi's conference. They got beat by South Allegheny, the 15 seed, shut out 1-0 in that matchup last Tuesday night at Gateway. And the bottom side of that top part of the bracket, you had Riverside, who the returning Whipfield champs. They are 7 seed this year. They knocked off Shadyside Academy 3-2 in extra innings. Took 9 innings for that matchup. The bottom side of that right bracket is Elwood City, the 3 seed. They defeated Ligonier Valley 3-0 in their matchup at Pullman Park up in Butler last Tuesday night. And then the number 6 seed in Mohawk, they knocked off 11 seed Burl at that same ballpark by a score of 2-0. So Elwood City takes on Burl, South Allegheny takes on Riverside, all those matchups going on today. And then, of course, we've got our games here, and then the winners will all play in the semis on Thursday. The championship is scheduled for next Tuesday on the 26th at a ballpark that is about 100 yards to our left as we sit right here at EQT Park, home of the Washington Wild Things. So, yeah, it's an exciting time for Whipfield baseball. I like this Class 3A. It's a 16-team bracket. Nobody got the week off. Everybody had to play in that opening round. It's a straight 16, and good matchups here. Lots of good matchups between all of these public schools.
Yeah, 3, 4, and 5A, all pretty similar brackets. Not a lot of bye weeks like you see in the lower classifications. And it was well for 6A, because with 6A, only 4 teams making it. Obviously, there's a bye and automatic semifinal push. So there's like 2 weeks off for 6A. But 3, 4, and 5A, you see a lot of these teams that have to play together, play at the same time, play at the same schedule. And I think that adds a lot to it. Makes it a lot more interesting situation as we carry on in the push for EQT Park.
Oh, sorry. Sorry about that. Trying to listen and talk at the same time. I apologize about that, Ethan. They're going the starting lineups here today at the park, so we'll give you that as well as they do them. Charleroi, being the lower seed, is the visiting team, so we'll start off with the Cougars. They're going to lead things off with their shortstop, number 13, Luke Henderson. In the two spot, their right fielder, number 32, Laser Glasser. The catcher will bat third, number 6, Jackson Klinger. Designated hitter is number 28, Tristan Woods, and he will bat fourth, and he is batting for the second baseman, number 14, Mason Grooms. In the 5 spot, it is going to be the left fielder, number 1, Dylan Klinger. The pitcher today is Brock Henderson. He will bat 6, and he wears number 8. In the 7th spot, the center fielder, number 12, Jackson Karenko. In the 8th spot, it's going to be the first baseman, number 19, Jake Korn. And rounding it out at the 9th spot, the third baseman, number 3, Brandon Todaro. For the real quick before we do that, Luke Mullis is the head coach for Charleroi. On the Avonworth side, head coach is Jeff Bywalski, and he will start off today with the pitcher batting first, number 21, Cooper Sharding. In the two spot, the second baseman, number 11, Nick Blackson. The shortstop is number 5, Case Latour. He'll be batting third. In the cleanup spot is the third baseman, number 40, Jack Dolan. Their DH will bat fifth, and that is number 24, Larson Frank. He's batting for the right fielder, number 1, Jackson Krull. In the 6th spot, we've got the first baseman, number 3, Sam Hustwit. In the 7th spot, the left fielder, number 44, Patrick Bykowski. Center fielder, number 15, Jaden Warren, will bat 8th. And batting 9th is the catcher, number 8, Will Fowler. Now, those are starting lineups today. They're about to have the national anthem here at Ross Memorial Park. So we're going to step aside, and we're right back here for first pitch. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Visit Green County pregame show. We'll be right back here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV. My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event, and the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
Welcome back to Ross Memorial Park, and you're ready for first pitch between Avonworth and Charleroi. Charleroi will bat first. And you see the starting pitcher there for the Antelopes of Avonworth out there, Cooper Sharding. Defensively, from left to right across the infield, it is going to be Dolan, Latour, Blackson, and Hustwit. Left to right across the outfield for Avonworth is Bykowski, Warman, and Kroll. And then, of course, just mentioned the pitcher is Cooper Sharding. His backstop today, the catcher, is Fowler. That is Will Fowler. And leading off in the top half of the first inning, we've got Luke Henderson, Laser Glasser, and Jackson Klinger, the top three batters. Winner of this game will make it out to the semifinals. Once again, that'll be played Thursday, two nights from now. Time and location to be announced later. They'll play the winner of the Freeport-South Park matchup. Warm day here in Washington, PA. We've had a couple warm days. A little bit of rain came through the area. They did call for possible showers later in the late afternoon, too, hoping those stay north of us. And we can just play some uninterrupted baseball. Wild Things had a game at EQT Park earlier today. I think they dealt with some delays, if I'm not mistaken.
They did. Hour and a half delay in their ball game.
Yeah, they just wrapped up, actually. When we got here, I could still hear they were announcing that game. Luke Henderson steps into the right side of the batter's box. Number 13, the shortstop here for the Cougars, looking to lead things off for his teammates. Sharding looks like he's going to start from the stretch. First pitch of the game is outside for a ball. Get started a little early here. Official start time, 3:58 p.m. Time of the first pitch. Second pitch is in for a strike, and the count is even up at one ball and one strike.
We saw in both games yesterday in Class 1A, some of these pitchers like to work ahead of themselves and then have to fight back in the count.
There's a line drive into right field, and that's down for a base hit. Leadoff hit for Luke Henderson. He'll be aboard with Laser Glasser, the right fielder, coming up to the plate. Nice job going with the pitch. Pitch a little bit out over the plate and went with it to put it in right field. In front of the right fielder, Kroll. Left-handed batter is Glasser. He looks to the third base coach for a sign. Now steps into the batter's box. There's a throw over to the first, and back in time is Henderson. Another throw over to first. Henderson's back again. Sharding paying quite a bit of attention to the leadoff runner. And here's his pitch. That one fouled back to the screen. It's 0-1 on Glasser. Charleroi last week, we had their game. They played a very solid game in their 4-2 win over Mount Pleasant. Got that lead and didn't let it go. Second half of the ball game. Now the 0-1 pitch. There's a ground ball up the middle off the pitcher's hand. Chardon goes over to field it. He's going to throw over to first, and it gets past the first baseman, Huestwit, and the runner will head to third, and now he's going to send him home. No, he's going to run through the stop sign, the throw to the plate, and he's safe. Great slide by Luke Henderson to get around the tag. That throw was in time, but he slid to the outside and reached around and put his hand right on the base. You can see the replay here. And while we're showing you the replay, the Avonworth coach coming out to check, I think, on his pitcher because that hit his pitching hand. So see how they score that here. I would think that's going to be an error on the throw for the pitcher. Usually give a little bit of grace for the pitcher than other infielders when it comes to fielding. But that time he had time to collect himself and threw it away. If nothing else, the extra bases will be on the error.
Yeah, Sharding throws his right hand out. He kind of slaps it down, makes a play for it at the base of the mound, then gets it over, and it slides past over at first base. And a very unideal start for the Antelopes after the opening when we were able to talk to them just in kind of the team they provide. And this is a very good Avonworth team and a very unrealistic start for themselves.
Glasser ends up on second on that throwing error. And, of course, the run is in. It's 1-0 Charleroi. Runner on second. Nobody out for Jackson Klinger. And he tips that foul, tips that one. It's going to be out of the glove and in front of the catcher Fowler. He'll go to collect it. It's 0-1. See how they score that on.
Oh, it is an official error.
Okay, they did put
that
in
the
error.
They did give it the error, E1.
Okay, so a hit and an error so far in this first inning and one run in for the Cougars. Sharding gets the sign, takes a glance back at second base. Now ready with the 0-1 pitch. Low and outside for ball one, and the count is even up at one ball and one strike on Jackson Klinger.
We talked about yesterday, too, especially for Eden Christian versus Carmichael's, you know, the game plan at the start of the game, if you're able to disrupt, and for Avonworth, they definitely had one coming into. We'll see how they have to adapt.
That one gets behind the catcher, and he didn't realize it snuck behind him at first, and that's going to move the runner, Glasser, over to third base on the pass ball. I think he thought that was right at his feet, and then it kind of trickled behind him. Heads up base running by Laser Glasser. He is now on third with no outs. Pitch is fouled off to the right side, out of play, and the count is even up at 2-2. So if you're Jackson Klinger, you just want to put this ball in play. The corners are in right now, but the middle infielders are back at normal depth. There's a ground ball, third base. It's off his glove. The runner's going to head home, and everybody is going to be safe. Two runs in for the Charleroi here in this top of the first inning. And I imagine that will be scored an E5. So no RBI for Klinger. Keep an eye on that scoreboard to see how they do score it, but that would be my call. So now runner on first, nobody out for Tristan Woods, and that pitch is inside for a ball, and it's 1-0. Tristan Woods, the designated hitter for the Cougars. Pitch is in for a strike, and the count is even up at one ball and one strike. Runner on first. Two runs already in. No outs here for the Cougars. There's a ground ball, second base. Blackson has it. Flips to short for one and on to first for the double play. Charleroi got the defensive play they needed, 4-6-3 on the double play to get two outs and bring up Dylan Klinger with nobody on. Klinger steps in the, well, and now he's back in the batter's box. Sharding's pitch catches the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. So big ground ball for Sharding there to get that double play. There's a swing and a miss, and is out in front of Klinger, 0-2. The 0-2 pitch. Line drive into right field. That's going to be a base hit, and that might get to the wall. Klinger rounds first. He heads for second. He's looking. He's got the signal to head for third, and he's on his way. And there's the throw. It gets past the third baseman, and he will be safe. I'm going to say that would have been a triple regardless. A two-out triple for Dylan Klinger. Now he's on third with two outs for Brock Henderson, the pitcher for the Charleroi Cougars. Swing and a miss for strike one. It's a fast surface here at the artificial turf at Ross Memorial Park, and that ball wasted no time getting out towards the gap. The 0-1 pitch. There's a line drive into right field. Coming on is the right fielder, Kroll, and he's going to make the catch for out number three. But Charleroi does score two on two hits. They leave a man on. We head to the bottom of the first inning. Charleroi 2 and Abbotsford coming to bat on WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage,
yes, man? Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Back at Ross Memorial Park, bottom of the first inning, Charleroi putting up a two spot to give themselves an early lead. Abbotsford will come to bat for the first time. Cooper Sharding, Nick Blackson, and then Case Latour leading things off. And defensively across the infield from left to right for the Cougars, Todaro, Henderson, Grooms, and Corin. Left to right across the outfield, it'll be Klinger, Karanko, and Glasser. Pitcher is Henderson. The backstop for him today is Klinger. As he throws down the second, we're getting ready here and stepping into the batter's box. Cooper Sharding gave up those two runs, now looking to probably help his team get some of that back here, bottom half of the inning. Right-handed batter steps into the batter's box, ready to face Henderson. First pitch, breaking ball that stays inside for ball one. That pitch stays high, and it's 2-0 on Sharding. The ground ball towards the shortstop up the middle. It's past the shortstop and into center field for a leadoff base hit. Ball just out of the reach of Henderson. And so that will put a runner on first with nobody out for Nick Blackson, the second baseman for the Antelopes. We're going to have a courtesy runner for Nathan Slater. It's going to be courtesy runner for the pitcher over at first. So both these teams getting their leadoff man on to start things off in the first. Henderson takes a look over at first base. Ready at the pitch, swing and a miss for strike one. So Brock Henderson, the pitcher. It's Luke Henderson that's on short. for Charleroi. Henderson's pitch is fouled back. It's a bunt attempt there for Blackson, and he falls behind 0-2. Takes a look at third base for the sign. Now steps back into the left side of the batter's box. They have time called. He'll step back out. Henderson now ready as he takes a glance at first, ready to, now he's going to throw over to first now. Henderson taking a while to get a sign. He's going to step off the rubber and have them go through the signs again. Catcher Klinger does so. Glances over at first base, and now here's the pitch. That one stays outside for a ball, and it's 1-2 on Nick Blackson. There is a pop-up behind home plate, and it's going to drift out of play, and the count will stay at 1-2. One ball and two strikes. Runner on first. Nobody out for Amonworth. Here in the bottom of the first inning, there's a throw by Henderson over to first base. Sharding back in time, standing up. Infield at double play death. Here's the pitch. That one's inside, and the count is even up at 2-2. Brock Henderson takes a look over at first base. And here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, foul tipped in and out of the glove of Klinger. Runner was on his way. He will head back to first. Once again, two balls, two strikes. Runner on first, nobody out for Avonworth. They trail 2-0 here in the bottom of the first inning to Charleroi. There's a swing and a drive. A line drive. It's going to be in front of the left fielder. He has it bounce off his chest. The runners will stay at first and second. But back-to-back base hits for the Antelopes to lead off the bottom half of the first puts runners at first and second with nobody out for Case Latour. Pitch is outside for a ball, and it's 1-0. Saw this a lot yesterday in the Class 1A baseball games here. It was very important for pitchers on either side to get in front of the counts on these hitters. Otherwise, they can make you pay. Henderson's 1-0 pitch misses outside, and he falls back 2-0. Klinger thought about a snap throw down to first and then thought better of it. So Avonworth trying to get those runs back and in good position to do so with runners at first and second, nobody out, and a 2-0 count now on Case Latour, the number three hitter. Pitch is lined up to the middle for a base hit, and that's going to get past the center fielder. One run will score. They'll wave the second man home. Latour is on his way to third with a 2-RBI triple, and we are tied. Just like that, the Antelopes answer the two spot that Charleroi put up with one of their own, and they're still in business with Jack Dolan, left-handed third baseman up to bat, with a runner on third and nobody out. Klinger's going to take a timeout and go talk to his pitcher. Hey, JD, have fun, buddy. Woo! Three straight hits to lead things off so far for Avonworth. Dolan steps into the left side of the batter's box and awaits the pitch from Brock Henderson. First pitch is flied into left center field. Left fielder going back, and that's going to be down and up near the wall. The run from third will score. On his way to third is Dolan, and he will be there with back-to-back triples, and Avonworth takes a 3-2 lead. That ball just kept carrying, and the left fielder, Klinger, couldn't catch up to it. We have a meeting at the mound here for Charleroi. Avonworth still in business. They got the three runs in, nobody out, and a runner on third. It'll be the designated hitter, Larson Frank, coming up to bat after this timeout. And mound visit, first of the inning. So not much of a pitcher's duel so far to start things off. Both teams showing off the offense early, and Avonworth still in business. And Frank steps into the right side of the batter's box, ready to face Brock Henderson. Henderson's going to pitch from the windup. Pitches low for a ball. One oh pitch misses outside, and it's 2-0. Two oh pitch that also misses outside, and it's 3 balls and no strikes on Larson Frank. Following him will be Sam Huestwit, the first baseman for Avonworth. Henderson's 3-0 pitch. That's low and outside, and it's ball four. First walk issued by Henderson. Put runners at first and third with nobody out. Sam Huestwit now strides to the plate. Henderson's pitch catches the outside corner, and he gets ahead 0-1 on Huestwit. Just looking for an out. First five guys have reached here for the Antelopes. Infield back at normal depth. First baseman Corrin is holding the runner on at first. Oh, one pitch misses outside, and the count is even at 1-1. Henderson with a glance over to first. Now with the 1-1 pitch. That is flied into right field, heading towards the foul line. It'll be in foul territory and fall harmlessly for strike two. Huestwit will make the trot back to home plate. 1-2. Runners at first and third. Still nobody out for Avonworth. They have 3 runs already in. They lead 3-2 in the bottom of the first inning against Charleroi. Throw over to first. Frank is back safely. Henderson's 1-2 pitch, low and outside for a ball, and the count is even at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. There is a fly ball in the right field. This one heading towards the line as well. That will also be foul. Count stays at 2-2. 2-2 the count. Runners at first and third. Nobody out. Henderson takes a look at first now. Ready from the stretch. Fouled off. Right side out of play. And staying alive is Larson Frank. Or sorry, Sam Huestwit. Frank's on first. Huestwit, the first baseman for Avonworth. Two-two pitch. Grounded towards the shortstop. Henderson has it, throws to second for one on to first, and that won't be in time. The run does score from third to make it 4-2. And Huestwit will be on first after the fielder's choice. There's one out in the inning. They will get the RBI for that. Now it's going to be Patrick Bykowski up with the runner on first and one out. Grounded towards third. Third baseman has it. He's going to throw to second for one on to first. That won't be in time either, but they do get the lead runner with another fielder's choice to make it two outs in the inning and a runner on first for Jaden Warren coming to bat. First pitch to Warman is low for a ball. First inning so far has taken 24 minutes. And we're still in it. It's a good thing we started a couple minutes early. There is a game after us today. Ball outside, it's 2-0. I believe that's Upper St. Clair and Moon, Class 5A ball.
That'll be a really good contest up in 5A. Moon winning their in 5A Section 2. Upper St. Clair showed a little bit of threat, especially in the latter half of the season.
Henderson now throws to first. Sliding back is Bykowski. Avonworth with four runs. They lead 4-2 here. Still in the bottom of the first. Runner on first with two outs. Henderson now from the stretch with the 2-0 pitch. Line towards the shortstop. He can't catch it. Just over the glove of Henderson. It'll be fielded by Karanko. He will throw it into the infield, and we have runners at first and second now with two outs for the number nine hitter, Will Fowler. It's a fifth base hit for the Antelopes here in the inning. Three singles and two triples. Henderson takes a look at second now with the pitch. It's outside. Gets past the catcher's glove. He's going to throw down to third, but it won't be in time. And Bykowski is at third. So runners at the corners with two outs now. After the pass ball. Last thing that Henderson wants to do is turn this lineup over. Trying to get out of this bottom half of the first, keeping it just a two-run deficit. Henderson takes a glance at first base, now ready with the 1-0 pitch. That is fouled off to the right side and out of play. Count even up at 1-1. Timeout by the catcher, Klinger, wants to go through signs again with his pitcher. Henderson with the 1-1 pitch. Just misses outside, and the count is 2-1. Two-one pitch. misses inside, and it's three balls and one strike on Will Fowler. A walk would load the bases for the leadoff man, Cooper Scharting, already one for one in this inning. Henderson's 3-1 pitch. That's low and outside in the dirt. Catcher is going to keep it in front of him to keep the runner at third, but that will load the bases. Second walk of the inning issued by Henderson. So the bases are juiced for Cooper Scharting. He led off with a single and then scored on the triple by Case Latour earlier this inning. Isaac Cavanaugh is going to be the courtesy runner for Fowler at first. Pitch is outside for a ball. It's 1-0. The Antelopes already with four runs in, now back the top of the order, threatening to blow this game open. Henderson with the 1-0 pitch. Swung on and missed, and the count is even at one ball and one strike. Henderson now pitching from the windup. The 1-1 offering. Grounded towards third. Foul. Just foul. And the runners will return to their bases. That probably would have cleared the bases had it bounced another foot to the right. One ball, two strikes. Bases loaded. Two outs. Four runs already in for Avonworth. Cooper Scharting awaits the pitch from Henderson. Breaking ball misses outside, and the count is even at 2-2. Henderson's 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed in the dirt, and the catcher will step on home plate to record the third and final out, but not before Avonworth puts four across the plate. They lead 4-2 after one on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation, video on NFHS.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
When Governors Wolf and Shapiro tried to impose a carbon tax that would have sent your electric bills through the roof and gutted our energy jobs, I fought back and we won. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm proud to stand with our natural gas and coal industries and the hardworking men and women who keep our lights on. I'll keep fighting against Green New Deal schemes that threaten our jobs and our way of life. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep standing up for you. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
Welcome back to Ross Memorial Park. Top of the second, Jackson Carranco ready to lead things off for Charleroi. Pitch is inside for, actually that hit him. That nicked either the jersey or the arm of Carranco. So second inning in a row, Charleroi is going to have the leadoff man on, this time by a hit by pitch. First one of those we've seen this afternoon. So they got the two in the first inning, and they're in a pretty good spot until Avonworth got up and plated four of them. Cougars looking to get right back at it offensively. Jake Corn now up to plate. He squared around a bunt, pulled it back, watched the ball go low for a 1-0 count. bottom of the order here. Jackson Carranco led off with that hit by pitch. He's followed by Jake Korn and Braden Todaro. And it'll be the top of the lineup for the Cougars. Next pitch, he squares around a bump, pulls it back, but that one's a strike. So the count even up at one ball and one strike on Jake Korn. Third for his sign. There's a throw over to first, back in time and safe is Carranco. Charting through over to first quite a bit in that first inning. Doing it again here with back-to-back throwovers to first, throws over to first. Now the 1-1 pitch. Once went squaring around a button, missing at that time is Korn. So one ball and two strikes now on Jake Korn. Runner on first, nobody out. Top of the second inning. Charleroi trailing Avonworth 4-2 as they bat. Here's another throw. That one gets past, but it hits the umpire. So a break for Avonworth. First base umpire standing in line of that throw. It bounced in the dirt and up against him. So that does not allow Carranco to move to second as he normally would have. The 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three. First strikeout of the afternoon for Cooper Sharding. That'll bring up Braden Todaro, the number nine hitter with a runner on first and one out. Right-handed batter for the Cougars. There's a foul ball down the right side, out of play. Count is 0-1. First inning took 30 minutes to play with both teams scoring those six runs. A 1 pitch in the dirt for a ball. Catcher Fowler keeps it out in front of him, so the runner stays at first. 1-1 the count on Braden Todaro. The 1-1 pitch in for a strike, and it's 1-2. One-two pitch swung on and missed. Strike three, back-to-back strikeouts for Cooper Sharding. That'll bring up Luke Henderson. He singled and scored to lead off the game for Charleroi. Pitches in the dirt. This time the runner will take off for second. The throw down by Fowler will not be in time to get him, so the passed ball will put the runner at second with two outs. One-oh pitch. Check swing by Henderson. And the count goes to two balls and no strikes. Charleroi really liked to at least cut this lead in half and answer that four spot by Avonworth. The 2-0 pitch. There's a hard ground ball towards the shortstop. He's got it. Bobbles it a bit. Throws over to first and in time for the out. Charleroi will leave a runner on base as we head to the bottom half of the second inning. It's Avonworth 4. And Charleroi 2 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation, video on NFHS.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. In Washington, we are a community that grows together. W&J students, faculty, and neighbors share ideas, support local initiatives, and help strengthen the region we're all proud to be part of. From service projects to local partnerships, we're committed to being good neighbors and active contributors. Because when one of us thrives, we all do. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Bottom of the second inning, Avonworth batting, leading 4-2. They'll lead it off with Nick Blackson. Singled and scored in the first inning as he watches the first pitch go inside for a ball. It's 1-0. Brock Henderson from the windup now, ready with the 1-0 pitch. Swung on a miss for strike, and it's even up at 1-1. That pitch is fouled back for a strike, and it's 1-2. Henderson's 1-2 pitch. Way outside, and the count is even up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two-two pitch. That also is outside, and the count is full. Couple walks given up by Henderson in the first inning, along with the 5 hits. Ready with the 3-2 pitch. That is lined towards the first baseman and over his head into right field for a base hit. Second hit of the day for Blackson, and he's aboard. Nobody out here in the bottom of the second. Case Latour, who had the 2 RBI triple to give Avonworth their first 2 runs of the opening frame. Now comes up with a runner on first and nobody out. Throw to first. Back in time is Blackson. Another throw to first, and Blackson back in plenty of time is the base runner. Umpire calls timeout at home plate. First pitch, in for a strike, and it's 0-1 on Case Latour. Another throw over to first, back in plenty of time is Blackson. The 0-1 pitch. That one's inside. Snap throw down to first, and Corn has to field that one on a hop, and runner's back safely. 1 ball, 1 strike. Runner on first. Nobody out. Bottom of the second inning. Avonworth batting with the lead, 4-2 over Charleroi. Brock Henderson with the 1-1 pitch. That one breaking ball. It misses outside, and it's 2-1. Two-one pitch. Ground to the right side and through. Base hit for Case Latour. The runner will head to third. The throw is not going to be in time, and now that will allow Latour to make his way to second on the throw. ill-advised throw to third will put runners at first and second base with nobody out for the cleanup hitter, Jack Dolan, who also tripled in the first inning. Avonworth back in business. Got the four runs in the first inning, looking to add to their 4-2 lead now. Pitch is low and in the dirt for ball one. The 1-0 pitch. Ground ball hits the second baseman, looks at third. He's going to throw over there to try to get the lead runner. The ball is bobbled. They're going to try to throw home, and everybody's safe. Grooms had a chance to take the out at first, decided not to do so. So the run scores, and it'll be a fielder's choice with an error to put runners at first and second with nobody out, and now a run in. Larson Frank, the designated hitter who walked, now up to the plate. Visit to the mound, we may get a pitching change. And looks like we will. So we will step aside and we'll be back here to give you all the changes here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Printscape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
My favorite thing about playing high school sports is definitely the community it builds.
It's taught me leadership. It's taught me resilience.
Many people might go on to not play collegially, but they can take a lot of skills that they learn and use it in their professional life, in their future careers.
High school sports are worth protecting because it gives students an outlet to grow, to become a leader, to become what they want to be.
Welcome back. We'll get you the changes here as we get them. We do know that Jake Corrin has come in to pitch for Charleroi to relieve Henderson. I believe Henderson is going to go out to right field. And that the right fielder, Krull, is coming in to play first base. If we can get numbers on those guys, that would be helpful. I'm not sure, Ethan, if you're able to zoom in on jersey numbers. Who do we got on first now? So that may be, is that Glasser? 32. So Glasser is now at, for he was in right field. So yes, Glasser comes in from right field to play first. Corrin moved over to pitch. And Henderson went out to right field to replace Glasser. I think that is it. I think we just kind of had those three players rotate. And the batter is going to be Larson Frank, the designated hitter. He reached on a walk and was stranded in the first inning. After all that's said and done, still runners at first and second with nobody out for Avonworth. They lead 5-2 in the bottom of the second, looking to add to that. As Jake Corrin, the new pitcher for the Cougars, takes the mound to try to shut this down here in the bottom of the second. Corrin from the stretch takes a look at second base. Now with the pitch. That is skied into center field. Center fielder Carranco over, and he makes a catch. Runner from second will tag and head to third. And we'll have runners at the corners with one out for Avonworth as they bring Sam Hustwit up to the plate. He reached on a fielder's choice and got an RBI in the first inning. So one out, runners at first and third now for the Antelopes. They lead 5-2 in the bottom of the second. Corn taking a look at the dugout now steps onto the rubber. Big lead over at first base for Jack Nolan. He's going to take off. The throw down to second is not in. No, they got him. They got him on the slide. So a nice job by Klinger and his and shortstop Luke Henderson to combine for the caught stealing. And there are two outs with the runner on third. I'm guessing he must have popped up off the bag a little bit there. And a good job by Henderson to keep the tag on him. So Corrin will now face Hustwit with 1-0 pitch. Then a runner on third and two outs. Breaking ball right towards short. Luke Henderson has it. He throws across the diamond to retire the side. But Avonworth gets one. They lead 5-2 as we head to the third inning on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation. Video on NFHS.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta, and I'm running for re-election to keep fighting for working families in the 46th District. I've worked to create family-sustaining jobs, hold government accountable, and stand strong with our first responders and law enforcement. I'll keep fighting to grow our economy, unleash Pennsylvania energy, and lower your taxes so you can keep more of your hard-earned money. I'm proudly pro-Second Amendment and pro-life, and with your support in the May 19th Republican primary, I'll continue delivering for you. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
Welcome back to the top of the third inning at Ross Memorial Park. Charleroi coming to bat. They trail Avonworth 5-2 after two innings of play. The 2-0 lead. Then answered by Avonworth after that. There's our crew today. I'm Rusty Pettit alongside Ethan Spazarski pulling double duty on camera and announcing as well. And producer Eric Bennett behind the board running the show for us today. Leadoff man for the Cougars is going to be number 32, Laser Glasser. Started off in right field, now at first base for Charleroi. He reached on an error and scored in the first inning. There's a hard ground ball towards the second baseman. Blackson has it, bobbles it for a minute, throws on to first, and does get the out. Made that interesting here. You can see on the replay it was a hard shot, and he just had it pop right out of his glove, but able to recover in time to get the out. That'll bring up Jackson Klinger, the catcher. And he swings and foul tips the ball. It is in the mitt for strike one. He reached on an error as well in the first. Helped get those two runs across the plate. No RBIs for him because of the error, but nonetheless, got the two runs on the board. After that foul, it's 0-2, and here's the pitch from Sharding. That one misses outside. It's one ball and two strikes. Starting's 1-2 pitch. Fouled back, and it stays at 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Fouled back again. Day with the breeze blowing out towards left center today. Should help the batters. There's a foul ball back over the screen, and the count still 1-2 on Jackson Klinger. The 1-2 pitch. Grounded foul again. Fastball misses low, and the count is even up at 2-2. That one misses low and outside, and the count is full on Klinger. No walks on the day yet for Scharding. Has given up the two hits. A couple guys reached via error. The 3-2 pitch. That one catches the outside corner for a called strike three. That is the third strikeout of the afternoon for Scharding. That'll bring up Tristan Woods, designated hitter with nobody on and two outs. Grounded into a double play, his first at bat. Swings and misses at the first offering from Scharding. It's 0-1. Fouled back to the screen, and Scharding quickly out ahead of Woods, 0-2. The 0-2 pitch, fouled back over the screen, and the count stays at no balls and two strikes on Tristan Woods. The 0-2 pitch, inside, catches the inside corner for a called strike three, and the side is retired. We head to the bottom of the third inning. It's Avonworth 5 and Charleroi 2 on the WJPA Sports Network. Presented by CNX Foundation, video on NFHS.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. For generations, W&J has lived right in the heart of Washington, learning alongside our neighbors, lending a hand, and building traditions that connect us. We are committed to being present, supportive, and engaged in the community we're proud to call home. We celebrate our shared history, and we look forward to building the future together. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
Welcome back to Ross Memorial Park. Bottom of the third inning, Avonworth leading 5-2 over Charleroi. Charleroi coaches were not happy with that third strike call on Tristan Woods. I don't think the umpire paid much attention to him. He was over talking to the Avonworth bench at the time, but they were not pleased nonetheless. Still be Jake Korn out on the mound. He came in relief in the last inning of Brock Henderson. And he's going to face the number 7 hitter, Patrick Bykowski. Hit into a fielder's choice his first at bat. Is 0-1 in the afternoon. Korn's pitch. Foul tipped into the catcher's mitt for strike one. Korn's 0-1 pitch. Catches the outside corner for strike two. Now the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball misses outside, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. On Bykowski. Avonworth bench very excited about the 1-2 count. And a swing and a miss for a strikeout Second strikeout of the afternoon by a Charleroi pitcher. First for Jake Corrin. How to bring up Jaden Warren. One for one in the afternoon. Singleton stranded back in the first inning. Nobody on and one out here in the bottom of the third. Pitch foul back to the screen, and it's 0-1. Corrin's 0-1 pitch. That one misses outside, and the count is even at 1-1. Foul back to the screen. And it'll be one ball and two strikes on Jaden Warren, center fielder for the Antelopes. That pitch misses outside, and the count is even up at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch, swung on and foul tipped back to the screen. Count stays at 2-2. Warren with the 2-2 pitch. Curt ball's grounded toward the third baseman. Todaro has it, long throw across the diamond, and he's got him by a step. Nice play by Todaro to record the out. He had a long way to go, went all the way towards the third base line. You can see there it made the long, strong throw to record out number two. Will Fowler now will bat with nobody on and two outs. Number nine hitter reached via the walk at his first plate appearance back in the first inning. Corrin throws the first pitch for a strike. It's 0-1. So one pitch is low, and the count is even at 1-1. Just high for a ball. And it's two balls and one strike on Will Fowler. Two-one pitch is swung on and missed for strike two. Corrin trying to get the first 1-2-3 inning for Charleroi defensively here in the ballgame. Just misses the outside corner, and the count is full on Fowler. Corrin now ready with the 3-2 pitch. Fouled off to the right side and out of play. Count stays at 3-2. Pitch is fouled off again. Still 3-2 on Will Fowler. Corrin again with the 3-2 pitch. Fouled off again. Pitch from Corrin. Misses inside for a ball. And he'll reach again with his second walk. And that'll bring up the top of the order with Cooper Sharding. We'll have a courtesy runner for Fowler.
The courtesy runner for Evanworth, number 20, Isaac Cavanaugh.
Isaac Cavanaugh again will step on to first to be the courtesy runner. Cooper Sharding, 1-for-2 in the afternoon. Both the bats coming in the first inning. Singled and scored and then struck out to end that inning. First time he's facing Jake Corrin. Pitch misses outside. Snap throw down to first. Back in time is Cavanaugh. Pitch missed for a ball. It's 1-0 on sharding. The 1-0 pitch. Slide into right center field. Henderson moving back, and it's going to go over his head. And it's going to bounce over the wall for a book rule double. It looked like Brock Henderson had a beat on it, but as he drifted back, he lost it. Could be lost in the sun as well. That sun is to our left, setting to the west. Nonetheless, it is a two-out double for Cooper Sharding, and that'll put runners at second and third with two outs for Nick Blackson, who is 2-for-2 in the afternoon. He's also scored twice. Slater going to be the courtesy runner for Sharding out at second base. So, we got the first two outs of this inning. Now, two runners aboard. That one swung on and missed by Nick Blackson. Singled and scored in the first. Singled and scored in the second. Now up with two runners in scoring position with two outs in the bottom of the third. Swung on a miss for strike two. The 0-2 pitch misses outside, and it's 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. And that is strike three. So Corin's able to get out of it with the runners in scoring position. And we head to the fourth inning with Avonworth leading Charleroi 5-2 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation Video on NFHS.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Top of the fourth inning, Charleroi coming to bat. They trail 5-2 to Avonworth. Charleroi's two runs coming in the top of the first. They will lead off with Dylan Klinger, the left fielder. Tripled in the first inning, was stranded there. And will face Cooper Sharding. Sharding been pitching from the stretch pretty much all afternoon. Will do so again here in the fourth. Breaking ball in for a strike, and it's 0-1. That one pitch is fouled off to the right side now to play. Sharding quickly out ahead of Klinger, 0-2. Two pitch lined up the middle for a base hit. Third time out of four innings that Charleroi's had the leadoff man on. Now Dylan Klinger 2-for-2 in the afternoon. Brock Henderson, who started the game pitching today, now playing in right field. He flied out to right his last at bat. Well, now will face Sharding with a runner on first and nobody out here in the fourth inning. Pitch is going to be high and back to the screen. That's going to allow Klinger to advance to second on the wild pitch. So runner in scoring position now with nobody out. 1-0 count on Brock Henderson. One-oh pitch is grounded towards the second baseman. Blackson has it, throws to first for the out. Runner will move over to third base. So productive out for Brock Henderson as he advances the runner to third with one out. And Jackson Karanko, who was hit by a pitch back in the second inning, will now face Scharding with a runner on third and one out. Swings and misses at the first pitch. Karanko calls time, takes a look at third base coach, now back into the batter's box. Scharding's 0-1 pitch, swung on and missed for strike two. No two pitch. Grounded towards the shortstop. That'll get the run home. And they throw to first to get out number two. So RBI for Jackson Karanko makes the score 5-3, Abenworth. And Schaller will have their pitcher Jake Corrin now up to the plate with nobody on and two outs. He struck out back in the second inning. Swing and a miss for strike one on the breaking ball. Pitch catches the inside corner and Scharding quickly out in front of Corrin, 0-2. The 0-2 pitch, low and outside, and it's one ball and two strikes on Corrin. Pitch a swung on a miss for strike three. Charleroi does get a run. They make it 5-3 now, Abenworth, as we head to the bottom half of the fourth inning on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation video on NFHS.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event, and the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Back for the bottom half of the fourth inning, 5-3 Abenworth over Charleroi as Abenworth comes up to the plate. One thing I need to mention, I did not mention when we gave the starting lineups. The starting lineups beginning of the game were presented by Valley View Farms. We're at the Valley View Farms starting lineups. So for the Antelopes leading off here in the bottom of the fourth, they're going to have their shortstop, Case Latour. He is 2-for-2 on the day, tripled in the first, and he singled in the second. First time, though, he is facing Corrin, and he swings and misses at the first pitch for strike one. There's a soft ground ball to second base. Grooms has it and throws to first to get out number one. That'll bring up Jack Dolan, the third baseman. He is 1-for-2 in the afternoon. He tripled in the first, reached via fielder's choice back in the second inning. First pitch to Dolan, inside for a ball, and it's 1-0. That is fouled off to the left side now to play, and the count is even up at 1-1. Horan's 1-1 pitch. Grounded to second. Grooms has that one on the hop. He will throw to first to get the second out. Back-to-back ground balls to second will bring Larson Frank, the designated hitter, up with nobody on and two outs for the Antelopes. Frank reached via walk back in the first inning and then flied out to center field in the second. Horn's pitch, a breaking ball that finds the strike zone for strike one. The 0-1 pitch. Fly down into left field, heading towards the left fielder who's over and camps under it near the foul line to make the catch. Nice catch by Klinger to fight off the sun. And Antelopes go down 1-2-3 for the first time this afternoon. We head to the fifth inning. It's Avonworth 5 and Charleroi 3 on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation Video on NFHS.
The cost of living is crushing Pennsylvania families. Property taxes are too high. Electric bills keep climbing, and it's hard to make ends meet and plan for the future. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm working hard to lower taxes so you keep more of what you earn. I'm working to make Pennsylvania more business-friendly to attract investment and grow our economy. I'm committed to lowering your energy costs by protecting reliable, affordable power. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep fighting for a more affordable Pennsylvania. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
Welcome back to Ross Memorial Park. Top of the fifth inning, Avonworth with the lead 5-3 over Charleroi. Charleroi will be leading off their number 9 hitter, Braden Todaro. He is 0-for-1 with a strikeout back in the second inning, facing Cooper Sharding for the second time. Sharding's pitch misses inside, and it's 1-0. Avonworth had the big first inning to answer those two runs by Charleroi. Here's the 1-0 pitch, swung on a miss for strike one. It's 1-1. But Charleroi's kind of hanging around. They got that run in the last inning to make this a two-run lead, and you just kind of feel like they're just doing enough to stay in this here and keep the Antelopes working. That pitch misses outside, and it's 2-1.
Yeah, it all starts with the pitching change. I think you adjust it, and that's something Avonworth, despite those two hits where you get those two runners in scoring position, really haven't answered anything for. And we've kind of seen Avonworth do the same thing in game one.
That pitch a called strike, and it's even up at 2-2. That's another call that the Charleroi coach is not thrilled about. There was a couple innings ago, they said some things, and the first base coach for Cougars really giving it to the home plate ump. 2-2. Here's the pitch. That is popped up to the right side of the infield. First baseman is over Hustwit, and he makes the catch for the first out. So nobody on and one out for the leadoff hitter, Luke Henderson. He is 1-for-2 on the day. He singled and scored in the first and grounded out the short, his second at bat in the second inning. First pitch from Charting is over for a strike, and it's 0-1. Charting's 0-1 pitch. That ground and fouled off the batter while he's in the batter's box for strike two. The 0-2 pitch. Called strike three. Second out of the inning, and I'll bring Laser Glasser up. With nobody on and two outs, he reached via an error in the first and scored. And grounded out the second, his last at bat. Foul ball off to the left side and out of play. It's 0-1. Pitch count so far is unofficial, but we've got Charting at about 66 pitches right now, so no danger real now of reaching that 105 limit. Is 0-1 pitch. That's outside for a ball, and the count is even up at 1-1. That is accurate. Okay, yeah, looks like we are on with that. So 67 pitches now. Pitch inside for a ball, and it's 2-1, so credit to our producer, who also wants to be referred to as the score getter, but although he hasn't gotten the same scores today, so I don't know if we can call that today.
I was wondering how long it would take you to admit that.
There's a ground ball towards the middle. Shortstop Latour has it. He'll throw to first, and the throw is high and pulls the first baseman, Huestwit, off the bag. So the second time today, the Glasser is going to reach via an error, this time an E6. And Avonworth's coach, Mikowski, he wants to talk to the first base ump. Not sure what he wants to talk about. The throw was high, and the fact that Huestwit is as tall as he is allowed him to go up and get it. Otherwise, that they may have the runner at second. Jackson Klinger now up to the plate. He is 0-2 on the day. Pitch is in for a strike, and it's 0-1. Top of the fifth inning, Avonworth leads 5-3 over Charleroi. Charleroi batting now with a runner on first and two outs. There's a throw over to first. Back in time is Glasser. Charting's 0-1 pitch. Grounded third base side and foul, and it's 0-2. The 0-2 pitch. Outside for a ball, and it's one ball and two strikes on Jackson Klinger, the catcher, for the Cougars. Charting takes a look over at first. Now the 1-2 pitch is in the dirt, and the count is even at two balls and two strikes. Two-two pitch. Slide into right center field, drifting over to try to get to it as Krull, and he will make the catch for out number three. Charleroi does leave a runner on base as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Avonworth 5, Charleroi 3 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation and video on NFHS.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Welcome back to Ross Memorial Park. Bottom half of the fifth inning. Avonworth coming to bat with a 5-3 lead over Charleroi. They will lead off with their first baseman, Sam Hustwit. He is 0-2 on the day. Reached on a fielder's choice back in the first and then grounded out the short his last at bat. He'll be followed by Patrick Bykowski and Jaden Warren. 6, 7, and 8 hitters to lead off here for the Antelopes in this half of the fifth. Jake Corin, the pitcher now for the Cougars. He came on back in the second inning for Charleroi in relief of Brock Henderson, who is now out in right field. Corin's first pitch. Swung on a miss by Hustwit. Hey, Corin's working pretty fast, but the umpire wanted to give Hustwit a chance to get set. A one pitch misses high and outside, and the count is even up at 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Line towards the first baseman. Diving stop. And he's going to try to beat him to the bag, and he does. What a play by Laser Glasser. He started off in right field today, but during the pitching change moved to first. See it here on our instant replay. A beautiful stop and then a great hustle to get over to the bag to retire at 3 unassisted for the first put out. Patrick Bykowski now up to the plate. With nobody on and one out. Watch the first pitch come in high for a ball. It's 1-0. And 1-0 pitch fouled off the catcher's mask for strike one, and it's even up at 1-1. Corin's 1-1 pitch. Glide into left center field, into the gap. That is going to be trouble. It's back to the wall, and it's over the wall for a book roll double for Bykowski. He'll stand on second with one out. Jaden Warren comes to the plate. He is 1-for-2 on the day, singled back in the first inning. Number 8 hitter for the Antelopes awaits the pitch from Corin. There's a fly ball, also left center field. The center fielder trying to come on Kurenko. He's able to get under it for out number 2. Had a ways to go for that one. But a nice job getting a good jump on that one to record the second out. And that'll bring up Will Fowler, the catcher, with a runner on second and two outs. He has reached twice, both times by getting walked. Pitches over for a strike, and it's 0-1. Corin's 0-1 pitch, high and inside, and the count is even at a ball and a strike on Will Fowler. Corin's Fly ball into center field. Carranco over, and he will make the catch, and the side is retired. Avonworth strands a runner. We've played five. Avonworth leading Charleroi 5-3 as we head to the sixth inning on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation Video on NFHS.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Princescape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
This game and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL and the NFHS Network. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening and viewing audience, and any use, rebroadcast, distribution of this game without the express written consent of the WPIL, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid for by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2026. Top of the sixth inning, Charleroi will lead off with their designated hitter, Tristan Woods. He is 0-2 on the afternoon. He'll face Sharding for the third time. As you mentioned, Ethan, they've just been hanging around here, but now you're down to your last six outs. You kind of have to make hay while the sun is shining if you're the Cougars. Pitch swung on and missed. It's 0-1. The next batter is Dylan Klinger, and he's hit the ball well both times and in two at-bats. He's really, if you're the Cougars, you want to get Tristan Woods on base for him. And here he strokes one into right center field, and the center fielder is going to come over and make a fine catch for out number one. Jaden Warman went a long way for that one for the first out. And that will bring up Dylan Klinger with nobody on in and out here in the sixth inning. Top four place winners will make the PIAA playoffs here as that pitch is fouled back for strike one. So you have to make the semifinals if you want a shot at the state tournament. PIAA qualifiers from the WPIL will be places 1-4. I mentioned that the championship game is played at EQT Park to our left. The third place game will actually be right here on Tuesday. That is fouled back over the screen. Right here at Ross Memorial Park a week from today. Sharding quickly out ahead of Klinger, 0-2, but just as he was before he singled at his last at bat, we'll see if Klinger's able to do the same. The 0-2 pitch, that's in the dirt, and it's 1-2. Sharding now ready with the 1-2 pitch. Able to hold off of that is Klinger, and the count is even up at 2-2. Two pitch, and oh, the umpire says that he went around on the pitch. He tried to check the swing, but that is strike three and the second out of the inning. See there, he tried to hold it in, but umpire said he went around enough, and that'll bring up Brock Henderson with nobody on at two outs. Fastball misses, and it's 1-0. Another pitch high and inside, and it's two balls and no strikes on Brock Henderson. Still no walks on the day for Cooper Scharding. Giving up the three hits. Couple guys reached via the error, but no bases on balls. Comes back with a strike to make it 2-1. I think that's been the key for him. Every time he has fallen behind in the count, he's been able to hit that strike zone when he needed to. Swung on and missed for strike two, and the count even up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The 2-2 pitch. Grounded, third base side, and it is going to be just foul. Took a little hop to the left there on the last bounce right before the third base bag. And the count will stay at 2-2. Scharding so far with 7 strikeouts on the afternoon. Two-two pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three. 8th strikeout now for Cooper Scharding, and he retires the side in order as we head to the bottom of the 6th. Avonworth's 5 and Charleroi 3 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation Video on NFHS.
When Governors Wolf and Shapiro tried to impose a carbon tax that would have sent your electric bills through the roof and gutted our energy jobs, I fought back and we won. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm proud to stand with our natural gas and coal industries and the hardworking men and women who keep our lights on. I'll keep fighting against Green New Deal schemes that threaten our jobs and our way of life. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep standing up for you. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, President of Washington and Jefferson College. In Washington, we are a community that grows together. W&J students, faculty, and neighbors share ideas, support local initiatives, and help strengthen the region we're all proud to be part of. From service projects to local partnerships, we're committed to being good neighbors and active contributors. Because when one of us thrives, we all do. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
Welcome back to Ross Memorial Park, top of the or bottom of the 6th inning. Charleroi trails Avonworth 5-3. Avonworth will lead off with their leadoff hitter, and that is Cooper Scharding. He's also the pitcher. He is having one heck of an afternoon, both on the mound and at the plate. He's 2-for-3 on the day, single and a double to his credit. We mentioned that strikeout that he had there to end the top of the 6th, his 8th strikeout recorded on the afternoon. He will face Jake Korn. Korn came in the 2nd inning in relief of Brock Henderson. First pitch is high for a ball. It's 1-0. Pitch is hit sharply towards the shortstop, Henderson, and he throws over to first to get the out. Luke Henderson goes 6-3 for the putout, and that will bring up Nick Blackson, the second baseman for Avonworth, who is also 2-for-3 in the afternoon. Nobody on and one out here in the 6th. Swung on and foul tipped into the catcher's mitt for strike one. Pitch is popped up behind home plate. The catcher is over, and nice job for Klinger to track that down and make the catch for out number two. That'll bring up Case Latour. 2-for-3 in the afternoon, a triple and a single. And a couple RBI back in the first inning when they had the 4-run first inning to take the lead that they have not yet relinquished. Going to head all the way down to the third base coach to have a talk. Now, finally back towards the batter's box. Let's go, pitch from Jake Corrin. Breaking ball misses, and it's 1-0. Ground ball right back to the pitcher off his glove and into center field for a base hit. Corrin did get the glove on it, but ball was hit too sharply for him to flag down. And that's the third hit on the afternoon for Latour. That'll bring up Jack Dolan, who is 1-for-3 today with a runner on first and two outs. Corrin steps off the mound. Latour will head back to first. Pitches fly into center field. Going back is Karanko, and he camps under it and makes the catch for out number three. Charleroi down to their final three outs of the season. They trail 5-3 to Abenworth as we head to the top of the seventh on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. Video on NFHS.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Top of the seventh inning. Cooper Sharding so far has gone the distance for the Antelopes. We have him at 87 pitches. And he's going to face the 7, 8, and 9 hitters of the Cougars lineup. Jackson Karanko, Jake Corrin, and Braden Todaro will do their best to try to knot this one up or even take the lead here as the Cougars down to their final three outs, possibly of the season, unless they're able to put two across the plate. Sharding pitching from the stretch once again, as he has been all afternoon. First pitch is inside and high for a ball. It's 1-0. The 1-0 pitch that catches the inside corner, and the count is even up at 1-1. Karanko hit by a pitch back in the second inning and grounded out to short his last time as he watches that one go across for strike. It's 1-2. Did get the RBI back in the fourth inning when he knocked in a run with that ground out to short. 1-2 pitch. Low and outside, and the count is even up at 2-2. For the Cougars, you'll take a base runner no matter how you can get it here. As Karanko awaits the 2-2 pitch. Right up the middle for a base hit. Lined it past the pitcher sharply, and the Cougars do have the leadoff man on for Jake Corrin. He is 0-for-2 today with a couple strikeouts. Third time he'll face Cooper Sharding. Going to have a timeout and meeting at the mound for the Antelopes. 92 pitches, so he can face this batter, but doesn't look like we're getting a pitching change. Jeff Bywalski, the head coach for the Abenworth Antelopes, the number one seed in Class 3A coming into this tournament. They're taking on Charleroi, the number nine seed. get the 5-3 lead, looking to protect that here. Number 8 hitter Jake Corrin coming to the plate with a runner on first and nobody out for the Cougars. A couple of bats ago, he tried to put down a bunt unsuccessfully. We'll see if they have that in mind again, but they need two runs, so I'm not sure if they'll do that or not. That pitch in for a strike, and it's 0-1. He did not square around. Sharding, ready with the 0-1 pitch. Fouled back, and it's 0-2 on Corrin. Throw over to first. Back in time is Carranco. No balls, two strikes. Runner on first. Nobody out for Charleroi. They trail 5-3 here in the top of the seventh. The 0-2 pitch. Foul back again, and it stays at no balls and two strikes on Jake Corrin. Two pitches swung on and missed for strike three. The ninth strikeout of the afternoon for Cooper Sharding comes at a big time to get out number one. And that'll bring up Brayden Todaro. 0-2 in the afternoon. He'll be at bat with a runner on first and one out now. After him, we flip around to the top of the lineup to Luke Henderson. There's another throw to first. Carranco back in time. Sharding's pitch is swung on and missed. Breaking ball. And the count is 0-1. Todaro way out in front of that. Sharding's 0-1 pitch. That also swung on and missed. And he falls behind 0-2. Sharding at 98 pitches now. So if this... If he ends up getting the out, he has the chance to go for the complete game. The 0-2 pitch. Oh, high and tight. Nearly caught the batter. Instead, it pops out of the glove, and that will allow Carranco to get down to second base. On the passed ball. And the count is 1-2. Now with the runner in scoring position with one out in the top of the seventh. Tying run is at the plate for Charleroi. Todaro will call timeout, step out of the batter's box, get reset. Sharding's 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball in for a called strike three. 10 strikeouts on the afternoon for Sharding. And now it comes down to Luke Henderson, the shortstop. He is 1-3 on the afternoon. Singled and scored in the first. He represents, could be the last batter of Charleroi's season unless he's able to get on base. Pitch from Sharding. Grounded up the middle. It's into center field for a base hit. They will send Carranco to the plate. The throw will be cut off, and it's a one-run ball game. RBI single. For Luke Henderson, he is 2-for-4 on the day, and now Laser Glasser will come to the plate with a runner on first and two outs, and this will be a pitching change as it's a second visit to the mound of the inning. So we will step aside and be back here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation, video on NFHS.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The
Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event, and the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
Okay, so the change is a simple one. The designated hitter, Larson Frank, is now the pitcher. So that is the only change. He will come in where did Cooper Scharding go? Did Scharding, because he was DHing for the second, or for the right fielder. Did he go to right field? Either way, we'll see if it matters. Larson Frank, now the pitcher. And he will face Laser Glasser, who comes up with the tying run on first base with two outs here in the top of the seventh. 5-4 the score. Avonworth trying to hold on to this lead and punch their ticket to the WPIL semifinals. Right-handed pitcher Larson Frank from the stretch. Pitch misses high and outside for ball one. Glasser batting from the left side. Reached on an error back in the first inning, otherwise 0-3 on the day. The 1-0 pitch. Catches the outside corner for a strike, and the count is even up at 1-1. Henderson takes his lead off of first. Now the 1-1 pitch from Larson Frank. Grounded right side and through. In the right field for a base hit. They will send the runner to third. And we'll have runners at the corners with two outs for Charleroi. And coming up to the plate is Jackson Klinger. Henderson now on third. That ball just missed him. And second baseman Blackson is slow to get up. They will go to check on him. I think it looks like maybe a cramp as they're stretching him out over in the second base position. It is hot today here at Ross Memorial Park, so cramping definitely can be an issue. Charleroi, that is their sixth hit of the day, being out hit 10-6, but right now the tying run stands at third base. Is it 90 feet in high school? I was going to say 90 feet away. Just making sure. 90 feet away from tying this game are the Cougars. They had the lead after the top of the first, but ever since then it's been Avonworth out in front. They answered the two-run spot by Charleroi with a four spot of their own. They added on in the second to make it 5-2, but Charleroi got one in the fourth and now one here in the seventh to make it a one-run ball game, and they're right in the meat of their order with Jackson Klinger, the number three hitter, batting with Luke Henderson standing on third and Laser Glasser on first base, who represents the go-ahead run. Still taking a look at Nick Blackson, the second baseman. Trying to stretch him out. Looks like the right leg. Coach is asking if pitcher able to throw a couple pitches. So I tell you what, we will step aside briefly and we'll be back here to resume the game on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation Video on NFHS.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
I'm Senator Camera Bartolotta, and I'm running for re-election to keep fighting for working families in the 46th District. I've worked to create family-sustaining jobs, hold government accountable, and stand strong with our first responders and law enforcement. I'll keep fighting to grow our economy, unleash Pennsylvania energy, and lower your taxes so you can keep more of your hard-earned money. I'm proudly pro-Second Amendment and pro-life, and with your support in the May 19th Republican primary, I'll continue delivering for you. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
All right. They did end up taking Nick Blackson out. In fact, he had to get help off the field to the dugout. They put in Carter Latour to replace him at second base. So if they have to come around again, that'll be the number two spot in the lineup. They're kind of in the middle of their lineup when they finished the bottom of the sixth inning. But nonetheless, Jackson Klinger will come in right in a batter to face Larson Frank, who came in on relief of Cooper Sharding here. Runners at the corners and two outs. Tying run standing at third. Pitch is lined into left field. It's a base hit. The game is tied. Ground ball right between third and short for Jackson Klinger. And we are knotted up at five. Glasser stays at second, and we have runners at first and second with two outs now for Tristan Woods. Davenworth coach now wants to talk again to the umpire. Not sure what this is about. Almost maybe a little bit of gamesmanship just to make the batter, Tristan Woods, think about this a little bit more before he steps into the batter's box. I don't see any other reason to delay the game at this point. Let's get things moving. Tristan Woods is 0-3 in the afternoon. This time he has the go-ahead run standing out at second base. Runners at first and second, two outs. Charleroi has tied things up here in the top of the seventh. Larson Frank from the stretch. Pitch is over for a strike, and it is 0-1. Stepping off the mound now is Frank, and the runners will reset. Frank with the 0-1 pitch. Line into center field. That's a base hit. Runner will be sent home. The other runner heads to third. The throw will be cut off there. And Charleroi has the lead. 6-5. Tristan Woods coming through with a soft liner that found its way between the second base and the second baseman. And it's 6-5 Charleroi, their first lead since the top of the first. Runners at first and third now for Dylan Klinger, who is 2-for-3 in the afternoon. Tripled back in the first and then singled in the fourth. Going to get a courtesy runner. Or maybe a pinch runner, actually. That was the designated hitter. Sure, but the runner now at first base is number two. That's Jake Fleming. Charleroi coming up with three runs here after two outs in the seventh inning to take the lead. They had a leadoff single, but then two back-to-back strikeouts followed by four straight hits. Here's the pitch from Frank. There's a ground ball towards a shortstop. He's got it, and he will step on second for the third out. But not before Charleroi puts three across to take a 6-5 lead as we head to the bottom of the seventh on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation Video on NFHS.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. For generations, W&J has lived right in the heart of Washington, learning alongside our neighbors, lending a hand, and building traditions that connect us. We are committed to being present, supportive, and engaged in the community we're proud to call home. We celebrate our shared history, and we look forward to building the future together. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Well, here we are, the bottom of the seventh inning, and Ethan, we talked about Charleroi, how they just kind of hung around, especially when they scratched that run across back in the fourth to make it a two-run game. They kind of kept themselves in it, and then coming up with all those big two-out hits in the top half of this inning was just something else.
Yeah, I mean, if first inning, six combined total runs, and then through the next four innings you had, or rather five innings, you only had the two runs for each team, and then all of a sudden Charleroi put up a nice three-piece there in the top of the seventh. Clutch hitting at its finest. Now, complimentary baseball. See if your defense can get you out of it, because there's still three outs. Avonworth has shown they can get three or more runs, or rather, they just need the two to win. But they've shown they can get a multitude of runs in a game. So now your defense needs to play sound and put it together, just like you've seen through the last four innings before coming in here to the bottom of the seventh.
Jake Corn is going to face Larson Frank, who ended up finishing on the mound for Avonworth. He was the designated hitter for Avonworth, and now the pitcher for the Antelopes. He will lead off against Jake Corn, who came in relief of Brock Henderson back in the second inning. And Avonworth trying to stay alive here and knock this up or win it outright. Charleroi looking for the upset. Here's the pitch. Called strike, and it's 0-1. Charleroi, the number 9 seed, trying to knock off the number 1 seed here in Class 3A, Avonworth. The 0-1 pitch from Corin. Breaking ball swung on and missed, and it's 0-2.
Something else to note, only 24 pitches were thrown in the last three innings here for Charleroi.
Sidearm delivery there, and that one misses low, and it's 1-2 on Larson Frank. He chokes up a bit on the bat. Corn's 1-2 pitch. High, and the count is even up at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Oh, it hits the batter. And they have their leadoff man on with nobody out. And Sam Huestwit coming to bat. He is 0-3 on the afternoon. It's not what you wanted to do if you're Charleroi, especially when you had an 0-2 count on Larson Frank. Corin, best friend right now would be a ground ball to one of his middle infielders. Sam Huestwit, the first baseman, awaits the pitch from Jack Corin. Pitch misses outside, and it's 1-0. A 1-0 pitch, also outside, and it's 2-0. Two balls and no strikes, runner on first with nobody out. Here's the pitch. Line towards the shortstop, and he drifts over and makes the catch. Luke Henderson gets out number one on the soft line drive. And there's a runner on first with one out now for Patrick Bykowski. 1 for 3 in the afternoon. He doubled his last at bat back in the fifth inning. Breaking ball hits him in the leg. Two hit by pitch batters in this inning, and we have first and second with one out now for Jaden Warren. Same type of pitch, just a breaking ball that stayed inside and hit the leg of the batter. And the catcher, Jackson Klinger, will go out to speak to his pitcher, Jack Corn. So the tying run now, standing at second base with one out. Now the coach will come out of the dugout too. They will have a meeting at the mound here with their pitcher, Jack Corn. What a ball game this has been. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Avonworth batting, trailing 6-5, but they have runners at first and second with one out. Their number eight hitter, Jaden Warren, up to the plate. Flight out to center field, his last at bat. Pitch misses the outside corner, and it's 1-0. Corn's 1-0 pitch. That's low and in the dirt, and it's 2-0. Corn comes set. Now the 2-0 pitch. Just misses outside, and it's 3-0. A walk would load the bases for the nine-hitter, Will Fowler, who stands in the on-deck circle. Corn now ready with a 3-0 pitch. Called strike, and it's 3-1. Kind of wonder the way you watch that one, if Warman's even going to have the green light on this one. 3-1 pitch. And it doesn't matter. It's in the dirt. Back to the dugout back to the backstop for ball four. And the bases are loaded. So two men hit by the pitch and one walk have loaded the bases for Avonworth here in the bottom of the seventh with one out. Will Fowler now up to the plate. He is 0-1. He has walked twice. He flied out the center as well, his last at bat. Pitches in for a strike, and it's 0-1. Corn shakes off a sign now. Ready with the 0-1 pitch. Called strike two. Bases loaded, one out. Charleroi leading by one. Avonworth threatening here. Here's Corn's 0-2 pitch. Oh, Corn wanted that one. That didn't miss by much. See here on the instant replay, catcher never moved his glove, but it is 1-2 nonetheless. Now the 1-2 pitch. Line foul down the right side, out of play, and it stays 1-2. Bases loaded, one out, one ball, two strikes. Jack Corn will step off the rubber. Have Klinger go through the signs again. The 1-2 pitch. Misses outside, and the count is even at two balls and two strikes. Corn's 2-2 pitch. popped up on the infield. Second baseman and the shortstop combine, and the shortstop, Henderson, will make the catch for out number two. So now Cooper Sharding, who started this game as the starting pitcher, who has also contributed from the plate. He is 2-for-4 in the afternoon. Represents what could be Avonsworth's last batter of the season, unless he's able to tie this game up or win it outright. Bases loaded, two outs. Here's the pitch. Misses outside for a ball. It's 1-0. The Cougars trying to get this last out. The 1-0 pitch. Flied into right field. Towards the foul line, it is going to be foul and land near the fence for strike one, and the count is even up at one ball and one strike. Bases loaded, two outs. 1-1 the count. Avonworth trailing Charleroi by one as they bat. Jake Korn now ready with the 1-1 pitch. Called strike two. Avonworth down to their last strike. The 1-2 pitch. Popped up foul and right side out of play, and it stays at 1-2. Talk about tension. You just about feel it here at Ross Memorial Park. Everybody on the edge of their seat. All the Avonworth fans on their seat. Once again, the 1-2 pitch. Popped up foul out of play again, and it stays one ball and two strikes. I can't see the other stands to my left, but I'm guessing Charleroi fans as well are standing. No, they're okay. They're just chilled, kind of hoping for this final out. One ball, two strikes, still the count. Jack Horan gets a sign from Jackson Klinger. The pitch. Ground ball towards the shortstop. They throw to second. They don't get the out. In fact, the ball comes out of the glove. And they're going to... They called time as the second baseman is injured at second. The shortstop, Luke Henderson, decided to throw the ball to second and not throw across the diamond for the out. The run scores and ties it at six, and they will take a look at Grooms now as he is down near the second base bag. See, on the replay here, I thought he had enough time to go to first with that ball, and he decided to try to get the out at second. Grooms late getting there. And so we are tied, and the bases are still loaded. The runner at second is Jaden Warman. He also is slow to get up. Groom's up to his feet now, and so is Warman. So it looked like it could be the final out. Ends up being a safe call at second. It wasn't really close. The runner was there in plenty of time. The play was at first there. That's one that Luke Henderson probably wants back.
I think you could tell, like, you know, where the ball goes, it's pretty close to second, so he thinks, all right, I'll just turn to second, get the force out. But unfortunately, like you said, the speed was there. Avonworth was prepared. Base runners, exceptional base running to get ahead of it. So now, by the grace of God, Avonworth's been given another chance.
And a winning run now at third base with two outs. And Blackson up, or actually, it is Blackson. So he's back in. So they took him out. That inning when he got banged up at second base. He's back into bat now. Carter Latour had come in to play defensively. He watches ball one come in. It's 1-0. 1-0 pitch. Misses outside, and it's 2-0. Corn's 2-0 pitch. Misses outside, and it's three balls and no strikes. A walk would win the game for Avonworth. They've got four guys on base this inning. Nobody has a hit yet. We have a two-hit by pitch, a walk, and a fielder's choice. And now it's a 3-0 count with the bases loaded. Here's the pitch. And it is ball four, and the ball game is over. Avonworth comes back to win it in the bottom of the seventh, 7-6 over Charleroi. And that'll do it. We'll be back here to wrap things up from Ross Memorial Park on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation, video on NFHS.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
This is Coach Guy Monticalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Printscape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
What a game. Final score, winning it in walk-off fashion, is Avonworth 7-6 with a walk-off bases-loaded walk. The game-winning RBI will go to Nick Blackson, who did receive the walk. And, Ethan, I feel like Charleroi was a decision at shortstop kind of away from closing that out. They had the ground ball to Henderson. I think he's going to look back and wish he threw that ball to first, but try to get the out at second and prolong the inning, and then the four-pitch walk. It just does it, and that's the end of the season. It's kind of a tough way to lose if you're the Cougars.
It is, but and the crazy part is both team has had at least two or three different moments in the game where you wondered, all right, is that going to be the key mistake? Because Avonworth had three errors in this game as well. It wasn't like they played clean baseball. They sure as heck had to work for this one at the ending, especially when they start out up 5-2 through the first two innings. Then, next thing you know, the Cougars score four unanswered runs, and then you forces Avonworth to have to get the two winning runs in the bottom of the seventh inning. But both teams really having to work for it and earn it. And it was an unfortunate mistake. I understand the philosophy. You just turn to second, go,
he was close,
just get the out. He's closer to the second base, but unfortunately for the Cougars, that's how their season ends, on a very impressive WPIO playoff run for them. And for Avonworth, they keep pushing on, and the number one seed looks to try to make it 100 yards about north or northwest to compete at EQT Park in 2 weeks.
Yeah, all the credit in the world goes to head coach Luke Mullis and the Cougars. Man, they put up one heck of a fight today against a very, very tough Avonworth team. So Avonworth advances to the semifinals on Thursday. They'll play the winner of Freeport and South Park in that semifinal matchup. That time and location will be announced later. But now it is time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, is Cooper Sharding of Avonworth. He was the starting pitcher for the Antelopes and recorded 10 strikeouts by my count today and nearly went the distance and got the complete game. However, he was pulled right at the end. He was near the pitch limit. But not only that, he was at the plate and five different times. He got two hits. He also reached on that fielder's choice at the end that ended up being the tying RBI of the game. So, Cooper Sharding, congratulations to you as our player of the game by Washington County College Center. And, well-deserved by Cooper Sharding. And his Antelopes today will advance by a score of 7-6. We did get a score up there. Hempfield is up on Cannon Mac 3-0. That is in the top of the second inning in their matchup. So, That will do it for us here. I want to thank our crew, of course. There's I want to thank Ethan Spazarsky for pulling double duty on camera and announcing with me, as well our producer running the show and making this possible, Eric Bennett, a fine job as always behind the board. Thank you so much for tuning in to the WJPA Sports Network, as always, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more for Camera at cameraforsenate.com. Washington Jefferson College, WNJ, and Washington moving forward together. Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Log on to visitgreen.org. See you next, Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. And Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue. Visit valleyviewfarmvenue.com. Final score from Ross Memorial Park. Avonworth wins it in walk-off 7-6 over Charleroi. They advance to the semifinals on Thursday in Class 3A WPIL baseball action. Ethan Spazarsky and Eric Bennett. I'm Rusty Pettit saying have a great afternoon, everyone. We'll see you soon.